Now Kyle Gibson comes back, who won 15 games for them 2 years ago. 8-8 last year for the Cardinals. He's the guy that started the water fountain, which you saw Gunnar do in the first inning last night. I guess they're not fishing for cottonmouth bass anymore. So Kyle Gibson, big clubhouse presence 2 years ago, especially with the young pitchers, he returns. But they need him to be more than just a clubhouse presence. They need him to get people out, because now you're a part of the rotation, which is beleaguered, injury-plagued, and really needs someone to come in and be, outside of Sagano, reliable. Povich is coming off a nice start, so we'll see how he follows that up. But someone else has to step up to the plate, no pun intended, and be reliable. Is Gibson that guy? I don't know.
I think he's capable. I mean, you don't want to put all the stock into it. He only made three starts here in the minors, and it wasn't like he was blowing people away.
Yeah, it wasn't perfect.
He gave up some runs. But, you know, speaking of Hyde's pregame press conference, and you were there, I'll ask you, what did you make of his comment about Gibson saying we got an adult in the room type of thing? I mean, to me, that was almost kind of a weird shot at your rotation.
I just kind of glanced over, like, is he, you know, saying that you got a bunch of babies in there? From what I understand, the clubhouse to the media, because I haven't been in there in a while, I go to the press conferences. The players barely even show up anymore. So maybe Gibson will come in, not saying that they're not accountable, but maybe he'll come in and go, hey, let's revisit what was going right 2 years ago and a year ago through midseason. You guys were one of the best teams in baseball. Again, coming into this season, only the Dodgers had won more games than the Orioles in the last 2.5 seasons. So maybe he'll come in and just kind of stabilize things. Because Sagano, language barrier, I guess, new to the team. Who else steps up? Gunnar?
He should.
Adley?
But that's a whole different conversation.
Mullins? Yeah. I mean, they're all like lead by example, quiet, younger kind of guys. O'Hearn, I guess, he kind of takes the bull by the horns. But Gibson coming in, we'll see. Now, if he goes out and gives up 7 runs tonight, 2 1/3 innings, you can be like, all right, we'll act like adults. But you got to get people out. I think end game, he's got to be effective when he throws the baseball. And then everything else will kind of take care of itself.
Realistic expectation, 5 innings, less than 3 runs. I know people are rolling their eyes out there, but it is what it is. I mean, that's the state of pitching right now. Nobody's expecting this guy to be Cy Young when he comes in here. Give your team a chance to win. That's what we're asking for. That's why we're trying to get Charlie Morton out of here. Because after 2 innings, he's already got 5, 6, 7 runs on the board, and you're out of the game. At least give us a chance.
Well, you also can't sit here and rely on 3-run homers. The Earl Weaver, as Ben McDonald was saying last night. How about 1 for 7 runners in scoring position? And the one hit was the 3-run homer. You got to come through in those situations. So, if, say, Gibson gives them 5-3. All right, are they going to score offense tonight against Rodon, who's been very good at times?
Left-handed pitcher.
This year, a left-handed guy. Gary Sanchez is off the grid now. Who gets those at-bats? Westberg's gone. Something tells me we might see a Mayo sighting sooner or later. You never know, man.
Extra Mayo.
You never know. So the Orioles win last night, 4-3. They take the series opener, game 2 tonight. It's Kyle Gibson, it's Carlos Rodon. Yankees are still at first place in the American League East, but Birds get a much-needed win. Can they stack these things? We're not saying they're back. Everything's great until they get to 500. When they get to 500, then we'll start talking about being back and starting to maybe trend in a more positive direction.